Lord, we have read and heard from your written word this day, words from the Apostle Paul, words that he was writing to believers in Ephesus and talking about what he prays for. Lord, we pray that we might use his instructions and his words as a model for how we might pray also for others. We pray this day that our hearts and minds may be open, that we may receive a word from you that may help us in our daily living and strengthen us in our discipleship. We ask this in Christ's name. Amen. What do we pray for? Our congregation has prayed for decisions being made by individuals as well as the congregation. We've prayed for members to be healed and loved ones to be healed as well. We've prayed for those who have been afflicted by natural disasters. We've also prayed for God's global servants. But sometimes we simply pray, God bless all the missionaries. Amen. Through the World Mission Offering, we financially support the work of American Baptist International Ministries, global workers, and the partner organizations with which they serve. We can accompany that financial support with prayer support as well. The Apostle Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus included a great example of how to pray for the ministries of others, which we read as today's scripture. Paul indicates that he prays that others may have inner strength and power through God's Spirit, that Christ will live in them through faith, that they will know Christ's love and will base their service in that love, and that they may be completely filled with God. International Ministries is engaged in the work of Christ at four corners of the earth, and we can learn to intercede more specifically on behalf of those who serve there rather than just the generic God bless the missionaries. The first corner of the earth is the Western Hemisphere. The Cuba team that we've heard about so much this month is composed of International Ministries, global workers, and volunteers with a variety of skill sets. We've been learning many things about the mission work in Cuba this month. This includes the Cuba team members who visit the island to collaborate with International Ministries partner organizations there. And these organizations include, we heard this today about organizations in the East and the West, and we heard a couple weeks ago that that was set up back in the late 1800s between Southern Baptists got the western part of the island and the American Baptists got the eastern part. And some of those organizations that exist today that we work with are the Eastern Cuba Baptist Convention and the Fraternity of Baptist Churches in Cuba. Combined, they represent about 500 churches and more than 4,000 house churches and missions. How exciting to hear that's going on in Cuba. One team member we already met this morning, Mercy Gonzalez Barnes, whom we heard about in one of the video segments. And just a few words of reminder to highlight her ministry in this first corner of the earth. Mercy was commissioned as an international ministry missionary in the year 2000 to work in theological education in Mexico. And now she is a regional missionary in Mexico and the Caribbean for theological education and leadership development. That's what we were seeing in today's video. She writes, "Please pray for our family as we discern the right timing for our relocation. Pray for our son Joshua as he begins his junior year of high school. Pray for my husband Rick as he searches for God's leading for a new place of ministry." We move around the globe. The second corner of the earth is Europe. And one of International Ministries' missionary couples serving there is Terry and Tom Myers, who work with an IM partner organization called the Baptist Union of Bulgaria. Terry manages a literacy program for Roma children whose parents have menial jobs. Children need the tutoring in order to gain a high school diploma. The program, now in its 12th year, has brought hope so that the children can fulfill their God-given potential. Terry also works with victims of human trafficking. Tom's ministry focuses on development and job and small business creation, working to help the Sophia Baptist Church open a coffee shop ministry and other outreach efforts in their new building. As we continue traveling around the globe, the third corner of the earth is Africa. An international ministries missionary couple serving there is Jill and Mike Lowry, who work with a partner organization, the Congolese Baptist Community. They are highlighted on one side of the bulletin insert this morning. Jill serves unwed mothers and other young women through the Matendi Women's Center, which opened in 2001. This center offers courses in sewing and knitting, cooking and restaurant work, literacy and life skills, Bible study, praise, and worship. The staff provide one-on-one counseling, since most students have been victims of violence or abuse. Her husband, Mike, is a quiet man who's being stretched by God to lead the International Protestant Church in the capital city of Kinshasa. He also serves as visiting professor at the Baptist University of Kikongo. The fourth corner of the earth, as we continue traveling the globe, is Asia. Annie and Jeff Dieselberg are international ministries missionary couple serving in Bangkok, Thailand. You can also learn more about them on the reverse side of the insert today. Annie was a missionary kid who grew up in the Congo. She has served for more than 20 years in Bangkok, providing intervention to sexually exploited women and children. The women are offered an income-making opportunity through the ministry where Annie is CEO. And that business, that ministry, is Nightlife Design Company Limited. And that company makes jewelry, silkscreen shirts, and other items like that. So the women that have been abused and exploited sexually now have a means of finding a way of living independently. Her husband, Jeff, teaches urban transformation at Thai seminaries and serves as chaplain at Nightlight and is senior pastor of Song Sawang, which means Shine the Light Church. A young man named Pub, a recent worshiper at the church, was scheduled to become a Buddhist monk, but his parents released him from that obligation, and he accepted Christ and was baptized through the ministry of that church. Earlier this month, we sang these words: "In Christ there is no east or west, in him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth. In him shall true hearts everywhere their high communion find, his service to the golden cord, close binding humankind. Join hands, then, members of the faith, whatever your race may be, who serves my Father as his child is surely kin to me. In Christ now meet both east and west, in him meet north and south. All Christly souls are one in him throughout the whole wide earth." Our American Baptist International missionaries and their mission partners serve in all four corners of the earth, east and west, north and south, and are linked together through the love of Jesus Christ. We have an opportunity to join in this ministry through our financial gifts, but more importantly, through our prayers. I'm going to invite you to turn in the bulletin now and let us remember these global servants as we join together in the World Mission Offering responsive prayer that is printed in the bulletin. Let us pray together as we read responsively this prayer. Dear God, we thank you for the men and women and even whole families who have heard your call to serve as International Ministries global workers at the four corners of the earth. We think of American Baptist missionaries like Mercy Gonzalez Barnes, who is on the Cuba team, and the partner organizations with whom she works. We pray. We celebrate the mission of Terry and Tom Myers as they minister through the Baptist Union of Bulgaria. We pray. We lift up to you the ministries of Jill and Mike Lowry as they work with the Congolese Baptist community. We pray. We ask you to be with Annie and Jeff Dieselberg in Bangkok, Thailand. We pray. We give thanks that what we give through the World Mission Offering supports ministries in more than 70 countries around the world. We have been called by God to love the world and all humankind. God said to Jacob, "Your offspring will spread to the four corners of the earth." May the good news of God spread throughout the world. Let us carry the gospel to the north, south, east, and west. May all that we say and all that we do be a blessing through the grace of God. Amen.